Okay, we're doing the laws of reading in the Torah, and we're moving on to the 70th chapter. What happens with when we make a mistake? So, story number one, there's a snowstorm. Okay, what a far out thing. So, people can't make it to shul. So we miss a reading that Shabbos. What do you do? Or what's more common is if you're flying from Chutz Lartz to Israel after Pesach, so sometimes in Chutz Lartz, they have a two-day Yom Tiv. So then they might have a Shabbos on the last day of Pesach, where here in Israel, we're back to the regular Torah reading. They don't read the regular Torah reading because they have a second day Yom Tiv, so they read the Yom Tiv reading. We read the regular reading. So then if someone flies from the United States to Israel, they end up missing a parsha. So we learned that you're supposed to hear the full Torah read, all the parshiot. So now you missed the parsha, either because there was a snowstorm and shul was closed, or you're flying from Chutz Lartz to Israel, or for another reason.
Gotta make it up in New
York. You gotta make it up, right? So you know what's the longest parsha in the Torah?
Naso,
right? So I had the good fortune of being by Bar Mitzvah. That was Parshas Baloscha, the week after Naso. And the kid's grandparents flew in from America, and they missed Naso. So now what do? The first Aliyah, he starts reading at Naso, and reads all the way through to Baal Oscha. And that's his first Aliyah. He ends at Cheney. So you hope you get a quick Baal Kori, not a Bar Mitzvah boy on that, right? So that's Halacha. We try to make up that Parsha. You can do it at Mincha. Usually we do it the following week. In the morning, we start reading from the beginning. Now, what happens if the week you missed was Achrei Mos Kedoshim? Was a double parsha. So next week you read three.
One.
Meaning if what you missed was a double parsha, so you'll read all two, and then end the chaining of the third parsha, which is that week's reading. So you make up the double parsha you missed.
When you say you read it, you do this,
you need 10 people present. I'm saying if it's the whole shul that missed it because there was a snowstorm, that's easy. And if not, you got to get yourself 10 buddies to set up a minyan and a Baal Kore, right? I was asked to do this more than once.
And if you happen to be ill, or if someone's laid up for a month.
No, so that's it. He lost it.
Yeah. But you try. You do what you can.
No, you can't.
No,
1 week.
I've never heard of someone, because they were ill and missed shul, doing this.
You mentioned make it up at Mincha. How do you make it up at Mincha?
Instead of reading at Mincha, the short section, you read the whole parsha for the third Aliyah. Or for the first, whatever.
We do that on our Pesach. We're having at least twice in the last few months on the Rosh Chodesh. They didn't have a minyan in the morning, so Mincha time, they'll just grab a bunch of people to stay in the middle of the
square.
Yeah, fair. Okay,
well, we'll get there, Bezat Shem. Now, what happens if you miss the last parsha, like Parshas Vayechi, the end of Bereishis? Next week you're supposed to read Shmos. So, we do that too. You could go for finish the Sefer and go on to the next one. What? So he holds you shouldn't do it at Mincha. He holds you should specifically do it at the next week's Shacharis. Shabbos. He doesn't say. Now, what ends up happening is very interesting. You didn't read, let's say, Parshas Naso. But Monday and Thursday, you're going to read Mehaloscha. And then when comes Shabbos, you'll go back and read Naso through Mehaloscha. Because all of Am Yisrael on Monday and Thursday is reading Behaloscha, so you could do like everyone else does. And then when Shabbos will come, you'll just add to your first Aliyah. What happens if it's a Monday or a Thursday? You're out on a base, okay? Everyone's tired, including the Baal Kore. The soldiers were all up all night doing some kind of activity, and they sit for Kriyas HaTorah. And everyone's heads are drooping, and by mistake, they read the wrong parsha. So you read three aliyos from the wrong parsha. So technically, you don't have to go back. Because the idea of reading Monday and Thursday was that you shouldn't have 3 days without reading in the Torah. We try to make it the reading of that week. That's the correct way to do it. But you did read in the Torah. The institution was you shouldn't have 3 days without a public Torah reading. So that you did. So you were yotzei.
If they make that mistake on Shabbos?
Again?
If they make that mistake on Shabbos?
Right. So then they have the problem. Then the previous halacha applies. Now, what happens if on Monday you didn't have a Sefer Torah? You guys were on base. They found the Sefer Torah was puzzled. They didn't get a replacement until Tuesday. So you don't take out a Sefer Torah on Tuesday. Even though technically you'd say, but if I read today, I won't have 3 days without Torah. Right? Moshe didn't want me to go 3 days without reading in the Torah. So today's the third day. Just like we wait for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday we read. So from Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday would have been okay. We don't do that. if you didn't read in the morning, so Rav Chaim David Alevi says you do not take out a Sefer Torah in the afternoon. Let's say Monday morning or Thursday morning you didn't have a Torah reading. So then you don't take it out in the afternoon because Chazal instituted as a reading with Shachris, with the morning prayer. Could be the rabbinate of the army has a different reasoning.
Just a bunch of guys that maybe they will pick up for
so ask your rabbi there. Ask the rabbi of the base. But he says you should not do that. The institution was to read Monday, Thursday in the morning, and to start saying, well, we didn't have a Sefer Torah this morning, we'll read in the afternoon, that he says is incorrect.
Monday, Tuesday, I was talking about Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Same thing.
Is there no B'divad, B'divad way to like read on your own the Parsha or something to find credit to Saint Kazakh?
If you don't have a kosher Sefer Torah, so there is an idea to read from a Chumash to cover the Parsha, but you didn't really fulfill the institution.
Like
it's a nice thing to do, but you
you're
didn't do the institution. You have a Sefer Torah?
No.
You have a Chumash. So if a guy is bedridden, that is broad. That if a guy can't make it to shul, he should at least read the Torah from a Chumash. He's not doing the institution of Chazal, but he's doing the best he can. Yes.
So you're saying that he said Monday and Tuesday.